This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Punch Fuzzy, Get Dizzy. This is your IGN review of Party Animals by Charlie Wachholz. With Party Animals, developer Recreate Games takes the goofy joy of floppy, physics-based multiplayer games like Fall Guys, Gang Beasts, and Human Fall Flat and puts its own spin on them. Instead of falling in with the rank and file, Party Animals pushes the genre forward thanks to a thoughtful attention to detail, creative levels, and its engaging comedic showdowns, though it does stumble over its inflexible rules and local multiplayer mishaps. You'll take control of an adorable, clumsy animal with a powerful right hook as you join up to seven other players in punching, drop-kicking, headbutting, and flopping your way to victory in a variety of different challenges. Their wobbly animations cause a sticky, moving through molasses-like feel to the controls that might be a turnoff at first, but after a few rounds it clicks. Doing just about anything, including walking, has a short windup, but the delay eventually becomes satisfying as you watch your party animal launch itself into motion. It feels intentional and contributes to Party Animals' overall loose sense of combative chaos. Attacks all have a similarly long windup that contributes to the ragdoll nature of your chosen combatant, but when a blow connects, it feels less like a plush pawing from a stuffed animal and more like a powerful pound from a heavyweight boxer. Time even temporarily slows down to really emphasize the impact of a particularly potent punch before your cute little guy goes flying. With three modes, each with its own set of maps, there's a lot to sink your teeth into here. The main one is Last Stand, which distills Party Animals to its purest, most chaotic form. Each of the nine maps feels relatively small, but they are perfectly sized to house eight-player every-animal-for-themselves bedlam. They all present you with distinct, clever environmental challenges to overcome and or throw your opponent into, from a cracking ice float to a high-speed wind tunnel. Weapons appear in all three modes, but are most useful in Last Stand, because here, KOs are prioritized above all else. Those weapons include giant lollipops, crossbows, tasers, nunchucks, and toilet plungers, among others, and they rain down from the sky to help whichever lucky animal picks them up wreak even more havoc. My favorites are the bomb, which can be lit and tossed into the middle of a cluster of critters like something right out of a Looney Tunes cartoon, and the nunchucks, which are a chaotic pickup that deals heavy damage very quickly but might also smack you in the face. The second mode, Team Score, splits its eight maps in half. Four are variations on different sports like basketball, soccer, hockey, and American football. They're all fun party modes, but they're not particularly interesting or novel. The non-sports maps, on the other hand, all come with their own unique mechanics that run the gamut of playstyles. In one, you have to carry big chunks of coal to the front of a train to push your team's locomotive ahead of the other. In another, you'll launch explosives and your teammates across a river into your opponent's base. Most of them also allow you to sabotage your opponents, adding a welcome layer of chaos to the competition that keeps you from falling into a repetitive rut. Almost every single map introduces new ways to reward you for understanding Party Animals' floppy controls without leaving new or unskilled players in the dust. Finally, there's Arcade Mode, which is entertaining but is overshadowed by the others thanks to its relatively small list of just two maps. It's also very similar to Last Stand. The levels in both modes feature similar mechanics and design philosophies while avoiding the custom-built challenges and objectives found in Team Score. The only real difference is that Arcade puts you in two teams of four with 10 lives shared between them. That similarity is a little disappointing, but arcade mode does have my favorite map in Party Animals, Final Destination, where you're fighting for control of a subway platform. Throwing your opponent down onto the tracks before a train comes is really fun and makes for some tense moments. It's so amusing, in fact, it makes me wish I could play it more consistently or in other modes. Because arcade mode only makes up 2 of the 20 total maps in Party Animals, the online matchmaking that seems to pull randomly from the overall pool causes it to come up a lot less often than Last Stand in TeamScore. It would be nice if Party Animals included a playlist system that lets players opt into whichever modes or maps they like the most. It's impossible to bring up Party Animals' item shop without gushing about the adorable cosmetics you can unlock. Almost every character has a variety of cute costumes that range from cheeky nods to pop culture, like an aviator jacket for a goose, to just plain charming digs that make a tiger look like a champion fighter. They don't change gameplay whatsoever, they're just there to look cute. With smooth online multiplayer, a handful of mostly distinct maps, and downright adorable characters, Party Animals delivers a fun party game that brings cuddly, chaotic fun where it counts the most. The intentionally wobbly controls take a moment to get used to, but once you do, it's wonderfully satisfying to land a punch and send another player flying into an environmental hazard for a KO. It does commit an all-too-common cardinal sin for contemporary multiplayer games in making local play less enjoyable than going online, but all 3 main modes are a good time, especially in a full lobby of 8 players. Party Animals IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Party Animal updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.